James Madison used staff training, Christians, white males or oppressors. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 20, 2021. James Madison University, JMU, in Harrisonburg, Virginia, is training its student employees that people who are white, male, straight, or cisgender are oppressors that engage in the systematic subjugation of other social groups. The training instructs the students that Christians are also considered an oppressor, with all other religions considered a target. JMU staff and student employees in charge of facilitating orientation for first-year students this fall underwent mandatory training in which they learned about so-called social injustice and inclusion, according to documents obtained by Fox News. The bizarre training video, which was hosted by Jessica Weed and Jennifer Iwerks, defined oppression as the systematic subjugation of one social group by a more powerful social group for the social, economic and political benefit of the more powerful social group. Moreover, the presentation also defined privilege as the unearned social power accorded by the formal and informal institutions of society to all members of a dominant group at the expense of targeted groups. Watch below. In the video, the JMU training materials listed what they called the privileged, agent, and the oppressed, target. The so-called privileged are considered people who are male, cisgender, white, Christian, heterosexual, heteroromantic, Western European, American, upper to middle class, thin/athletic build, able-bodied, or between the ages of 30s to early 50s. Meanwhile, the so-called oppressed were labeled as woman, transgender, non-binary, genderqueer, black, Asian, Latinx, Muslim, Jewish, Buddhist, atheist, agnostic, pagan, lesbian, gay, bisexual, asexual, pansexual, homoromantic, aromantic, bi/panromantic, non-Western European, anywhere outside of America, working and lower class, overweight and underweight, as well as anyone with a physical, mental, emotional, learning disability, or below the age of 30 and older than 50. The social spaces that we exist in have constructed diversity to mean something that is palatable to the majority, allowing them to never critically consider their role in society. Weed said in the training video seeking to construct diversity to mean something that is palatable to the woke mob. The video went on to list conditions of oppression, which include the oppressor having the power to define reality for themselves and others, as the target groups take in and internalize the negative messages about them and end up cooperating with the oppressors, thinking and acting like them. Another condition of oppression is, according to the JMU presentation, members of both the oppressor and target groups are socialized to play their roles as normal and correct. After the training video, student employees reportedly received an email instructing them to not share these materials with others. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.